I want to fillet a fish after this.
Hi, I'm Chick McGee, and we're off the air.
It's not too late to come by my house. Even though the sun is coming out, because I'm still up. It's what I do.
This is new Bob Schneider.
Is this new?
This is brand new.
I did go. Why haven't you
been hiding?
I want you to know what you do to me. I want you to understand that where we are.
I guess he's writing these kind of songs and not our theme, but it's okay. Here's my favorite part.
I don't blame him if he never writes a theme after that.
It's a good song.
Your father tried his best, but life.
There's something in here about Christ, haven't you had enough, or something?
Yes, I have.
Are we going to listen to the whole thing?
No, I'm good.
Why don't you pause it, and then we'll get to the rest of it at the end of the show.
I'm looking forward to listening to the entire album.
Yeah, we could do that at a later time. Hi, thanks for... thanks for downloading the Off the Air podcast.
Na-na-na-na-na.
That's Jessica, the co-host. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
There's Jason.
I've known her
producer.
For so long.
Yeah.
Never called me Jessica.
Never called you Jessica. I want to call you Jesse.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty big...
But I don't... How many people call you Jesse,
people from high school.
Is it... See, and that's what I don't... You're not... No. I don't... You're not... I feel like if I say that... you're just a high school kid. You know, you're Jesse.
Yeah, I just don't like it.
Yeah, okay.
I've got family.
But you're in my phone as Jesse.
You
Jesse
are?
Jesse Sell.
Uh-huh. Are you serious?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you've never called me that.
I know, and that's stupid.
But when I introduce myself to people, I always say Jessica. Like, there's no I in my name. Jessica.
Jessica.
I don't say Jessica. Mm. It's Jessica. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to have that changed.
What, the I? I'm going to take
the I out.
Is there like a Visine for that?
I was looking for it, and you got it. Well done.
First thing we
I'm
need to do
off
is
right now.
I'm up to my ass in cats at my house.
You have a cat. You just have a massive amount of cat.
You don't know how hard this has been for
you
me.
You haven't seen this cat.
I did, because I saw the picture Mare Bear sent you yesterday.
It's
saying,
giant.
He's so excited. He was in his traveler. She sent a picture. He's so excited to come over.
Oh, the cat is excited. Yeah. I got last night was, there's a cat in my house. That's all I got.
You're loving
and
it.
And I
bet
been
you
dying.
Talk to the cat with your dog voice, too, don't you?
No, never.
Are
no.
You sure?
My dog voice is for dogs.
Yes.
She's a baby. She's a sweet baby.
No,
that's my
dog. So do you just talk to the cat like Jason talks to his cat?
Well, so far, I keep the door to my bedroom closed. I don't want them in there.
I'm
understand that?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Because they suck the life out of you. They suck your breath at night, right, cats?
Yes.
That's only to babies.
Well, chronologically, mentally, I think I am a baby. I think we've covered that. Mm-hmm. But my point is, so I come out this morning to see where he is. He's up on the counter, the kitchen counter over on top
I'm
of
not
the,
a fan of that.
You know where the sink is and then the counter where I keep the stuff, the basket with the things.
I'm familiar with your counter.
And he like looks at me like I'm interrupting him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was no good. His name's Bruno.
How do you think I talk to my cats?
Do you like talk to your cats like
Yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Yeah, like how you want to talk to real people.
See,
what,
this is my problem.
What the hell are you doing?
Hey, thanks for taking a dump in the pan again.
This is my problem with cats.
Has he dumped in your
this
pet
cat
bathtub?
This cat has a history of shitting in the shower. That's the absolute truth. That is the truth.
I love it.
That actually happened.
Did
should I cover that this cat is owned by my second ex-wife?
Correct.
My
yes.
favorite.
I don't even
my
think you should
ex-wife.
Say second after. You should say my good friend Mary.
My good friend Mary.
Did
and
you
the
call
mother
her Mare
my,
Bear?
My
Mare
mother
Bear.
And my children.
I've always called her that.
See, it's funny. One of my best friends, Justin, his wife is Carrie. And out of nowhere, he called her Care Bear.
And it's
and I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my relationship with Mary. And wouldn't you agree? This is my most mature relationship with a female on the planet.
I'm going to say you're only, but yeah, most. My,
oh, only. Okay, my only.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Most and only.
Anyway, when Jess and I broke up, Mary looked at me and goes, what did you do? didn't pause.
She was a huge support system for you, too, and still is.
Turns out she was exactly right.
I ran into her at a restaurant one time, and I had only seen pictures of her. I'd never met her. And Chick had dropped me off at the door and said, go get our table. And I said, okay. And she's standing
yeah,
in the lobby.
I speak to her, yeah.
And I said, I'm sorry, are you Mary? And she goes, yeah, like big eyes. And mm-hmm. I said, I'm Jessica. And she goes, like my ex-husband's Jessica? And I said, yeah. And she goes, oh my God, you're so much prettier.
No. What? She's too modest to say this, but what Mary said was, oh my God, you're beautiful.
That's not whatever.
That's exactly. And then, though there's this immediate kinship and friend. It's like a society now of.
And I've only spoke to her one time.
Hi, oh gosh, that's great. Hi. Oh.
I've never met her. I don't need, I've never
great.
Seen a picture.
She's great.
Nothing.
Great.
And on that topic, I'd like to apologize for the one you have met. Okay. So now.
Yes. Carrying on.
I think we're going to do emails at the end. Can we do that?
Yes.
What the hell ever? Mm-hmm. Because we got a big show planned today.
I have a big show?
Yeah, because you've got. Here's what's happened so far. Here's what's happened so far today on the show. We'd like to thank Marc Maron real quick for being on the episode before this one. We did not plan talking about my our relationship, mine and Jessica's relationship. It just kind of happened. If you haven't had a chance to download that one, you probably should. It's a remarkable episode. It's almost like it has conflict, resolution, foreshadowing. It's unbelievable, but please download that. But the reason that I bring it up where we are, you just came from working out.
I work out at home.
She calls me and says, I'm feeling a little dodgy right now. I'm on my way, but I'm sorry I'm late. And you're in the middle of your post-workout
routine
right now. And what does that entail?
I have a...
And our guest today...
Mark Sweeney.
And Mark Sweeney is the workout
Mark
maven.
And Mark.
Mark Sweeney works out all the time. So we're going to explain all this to you, Mark, so you can jump in right here.
All right.
When's the last time you worked out?
Probably the last time it was warm outside. I'm bad during the winter. I get lazy in the winter.
Where do you live?
St. Louis.
Oh, okay. That's the same here.
It's similar climate, yeah.
But climate.
I only work out when it's warm outside because I like to go outside.
Climate. Similar climate.
It's got to have the same climate as here.
I like it to be hot.
Pardon me?
I like hot weather.
You know what? I put that down so I could eyeball you better.
You're not looking. Microphones can't see, Mark.
I know.
I
but,
think it was
you know,
picking
like
you
it.
Up there.
Well, they built the microphone. I put the microphone down so I could keep checking my peripheral.
Peripheral.
I use a lot of big words.
So you've got a pre-workout thing?
Mm-hmm. I got a pre-workout thing. I do a vegan pre-energizer. And this morning, 2 hours before workout, I did kale blueberry banana smoothie.
Kale?
I smoothied it.
It's like eating grass, isn't it? Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good stuff.
It's good for you, though.
Oh, sure. It's good for you. So is all other kind of stuff. That doesn't make any difference.
She hooked me on an energy drink called Steez. Steez. I'm putting an extra T in there, aren't I?
I think you are.
Staz. We'd like for them to be.
Steaz.
We'd like for them to be a.
You are effing this up every way.
Yeah. They're never going to sponsor me.
Well, sponsor us and I'll
get
it right.
So I do Orgain.
It's an energy drink.
No, it's not. It's a post-workout high protein.
What about Orgaz?
I don't
Is
have.
That one of those?
I would like to find one of those. If you could drink that and get that there, that I would be all right. Sorry.
That's lazy. I don't even want to work for having sex. Just let him give an orgasm with a drink. I don't have the time for sex.
I have those after my workout. I mix it with chocolate whey protein.
Okay, this already has a lot of protein in it.
I know.
Oh.
I got like 60 grams or whatever.
I use that stuff, but I pour it on top of ice cream.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
It's so much better.
Oh, sorry.
The ice cream part would be better?
Oh, no. The Orgami.
Okay, there's your protein.
Orgami.
Now what do you do? Are you going to make Mark drink something?
No, I got the Super Tonic. I do this as an anti-inflammatory after workout.
But is
for
that the
joints spine? Or intestinal anti-inflammatory?
All, it does both. It has. Here's the ingredients.
I thought it was for your mouth.
Nah, no. Yeah. Organic raw vinegar, onion, horseradish, ginger, garlic, habanero pepper.
I got that stuff in my fridge.
Yeah.
All of it in my fridge.
So it's really, really spicy, right?
It's really spicy.
Are you going to make us all take a shot?
I would like you to all taste it.
What is it for?
Anti-inflammatory.
Oh, anti-inflammatories.
Look what I got.
You got... Oh,
it's got little shot glasses.
Oh, yay.
Holy
we can all
crap.
Do it together. Jason, are you in?
I guess.
Well, for you, shoot them up. Let's do some shooters.
What's the healthiest thing you eat, Mark?
Fruit. I like fruit.
Okay.
I don't eat vegetables, though.
No vegetables?
Never. I've never eaten vegetables my entire life.
Are you serious?
Never. I can't tell you how many times I sat at the dinner table as a child until it was bedtime because I wouldn't eat my veggies.
Really?
My dad used to, that was his punishment. Well, you're going to sit there until you...
What about a potato?
clean plate club?
I don't really care for potatoes.
French fries.
Wow, see, even potatoes sort of not a vegetable.
Potatoes are like a starch.
Pretty starchy.
I like hash browns and French fries. Okay. But I don't like mashed potatoes. I don't like baked potatoes.
Now, what about a tomato? A nice cut tomato?
You don't like tomatoes?
Spaghetti and tomato sauce, no.
A nice
spaghetti and tomato sauce, yes. Oh. But I will pick out the tomato chunks or any onions that get slipped in there somehow.
You are
so you have the diet of a 5-year-old, yeah.
Oh, my God. When we went to the Bahamas,
yes.
And we were having dinner one night, and Laura Gonzo was sitting next to me.
Yes.
And I ordered some Thai dish with all kinds of veggies and crap in there. And at the end of the dinner, she kind of glances over and slides. And I've got around the edge of my plate is probably a half a pound of peppers and onions and all kinds of disgusting things that I'm not eating.
So you're a meat and fruit kind of guy.
Yeah, basically. Meat, fruit, and starches. That's what I've lived on my entire life.
What's your favorite meal? Either like a steak and a...
I like steak. Orange? Like steak and rice-a-roni was always my favorite.
No
beef
kidding.
Rice-a-roni, yeah. Or chicken and rice-a-roni. Rice-a-roni goes with everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, spaghetti, rice-a-roni, you can put it as a side dish.
All right.
I had a lot of hamburger helper growing up.
Oh, God, I used to love that.
I know.
When I was in college, my roommate and I used to make a big pot of rice or hamburger helper, and then we'd split it right down the center.
Mm-hmm.
And then we split. We each have a half a box. And one night, this was a different roommate, I had a half a pot of hamburger helper sitting in the fridge waiting for me to come home from work. I came home. It's empty. $5 bill in there.
No
3
way.
3 o'clock in the morning. I went ballistic.
That is.
Because my hamburger helper wasn't there. I didn't want the $5. I can't eat $5. I wanted my hamburger helper. It was wrong in there. I went in and woke him up and went, "Where is my hamburger helper?"
And was that your last roommate?
No. Mm-mm. Well, he was probably, no, I've had roommates since then, but he was the one that, you know, used to sell some drugs, and we, actually one night, oh my God, I was sound asleep, it was probably 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning, all of a sudden I hear, Sweeney, help! And I ran down the hall, and there's some guy standing there with a gun to my roommate's head with his hand, going, "I want the drugs, I want the money." So I stuck my head around the corner, went and got a shotgun out of the closet, and walked around the corner and just pumped it once and stuck it around the corner. And this dude dropped his gun, took off running.
Wow.
There was no shells in the shotgun, but the sound of it.
That scared the shit out of me.
Scared enough until he dropped everything.
I don't think I've ever even pumped a shotgun, let alone done anything
like
that.
I feel like a badass if I did.
Yeah.
You do? I'll tell you what, there's nothing like that. Made people go, "Oh, this guy means business.
We got to get out of here," yeah.
So yeah, he took off and he dropped like 2 bags of dope. So we picked him up out of the driveway and... So we actually, you know,
scored
a profit.
Score.
We didn't get ripped off, and we got an extra 2 bags. College was fun.
Yeah.
College was fun.
Yeah.
So how spicy is this tonic? Super tonic.
It's
going to
be the hottest thing you've ever had in your mouth.
Well, I doubt that, honey.
Besides me.
Well, I know that's not the hottest. Anyway, the thing is, here we go.
I'll do mine first. And
what
then
is
I'll,
it supposed
and
to do?
Yeah.
You're going to sit out?
I'll.
No,
I'll
you
look
do
into
well, I mean,
it.
Are we gonna
I'll
be able to
it.
You pour yours. Or? You pour yours in there, and then drink it, and then pour one in there for me. And
oh,
then
it
you
looks like
do the other
watered
two.
Down Bailey's.
There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, kinda. It does. That's the consistency. Do you want to smell?
Oh.
Are you gonna? Are we gonna
vegetables
throw up?
In it?
That
right?
Yeah, there's onions.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll be able.
Habanero pepper.
I bet you don't like spicy things.
I love spicy things.
No, she loves spicy things.
Like, I want to see how hot I can go. Yeah.
Her favorite thing is going, "This isn't this hot." And she's, you know, sweating. And she,
oh, that's right. You would always gang up on Chick with Matt, because Matt will eat anything spicy.
Mm-hmm.
And you call it
Matt would love this.
Oh, that's where I... Pussy.
Pussy. We were at the barbecue place, remember?
Pussy.
Yeah. That was me. I said that was me. And that stuck for a while. That was funny.
Pussy.
Okay, we were at a barbecue place, and Chick was like, "This is hot." And I just went, "Pussy."
And he had the mild.
He always gets sweet barbecue.
I'm always pleased that all these stories end up with, "Remember we were ganging up on Chick? Remember that?" I was.
But you know what? Whenever I do this, every time I do this.
You tap the counter?
I tap the counter, and I said, here's looking up your old address. Chick always says that before he takes a shot. And I think that every time.
That's from MASH. I think I think Larry Gelbart wrote that. And,
okay.
I don't know what it. I just think it's
here's
funny.
Here's looking up your old address. Oh,
that's disgusting.
Here, now fill that one up for me, and then fill the other two up.
No, I don't. I smelled it. I don't think I'm going to put that down. I don't want.
What?
I don't like the look of her face.
You're not. How my face looks is only half as bad as it feels.
Right. So why put yourself through that?
Sounds like maybe. It looks like you're inflamed.
So why don't we let you let's let you recover Because if I'm going to talk like that, I know I'm going to...
You're
going
to fucking...
All four of us sitting here going...
You're going to cry. And then I chase that
again?
With... And then I chase that with cod liver oil.
Oh, God.
So why is the towel wrapped around?
Because it drips and I don't want to keep...
That sounds like a punishment from the 40s. You're going to drink some of the tonic and chase it down with cod oil.
But cod liver oil is supposed to be good for everything.
It is. It's right? better. It's. I don't take a multivitamin anymore. I just do that. And I know that it sounds like I have a process like Tom, but I don't, so I don't want to hear your fucking tweets later.
Seems like you've got very much of a process.
Yeah, let's talk about that for just a quick second.
You know
second.
What? I and used to have an issue with being a codependent, and so now I'm putting all my energy into my health, so that's why this is, okay?
When did this start, this
and
thing?
I'm
this
putting
codependency?
All my,
yeah. When I was about 4.
Oh, well, yeah. When did you decide to break loose and...
October 20th,
October 20th is when Chick moved out, so... Yeah.
Wow, 2012. But and I'm putting all my efforts into becoming a grown-up, so we'll see how this works.
Overrated.
Oh, my gosh, so you guys, there's chunks at the bottom.
Right, and I'm the
chunks
smell.
Of what?
Are it's you going to do this?
I'll smell it.
Okay, I'll go get it.
I'm looking at her face.
We have water? We got a water,
you
right?
better get a water.
It smells,
you're gonna not. You need, like, milk or
it
something.
It smells kind of like a Cajun restaurant the morning after Friday night.
Carry on.
The morning after
The morning
Friday.
After Friday night. It smells kind of seafood-ish. Mm-hmm. I guess that's probably the garlic.
I'm just going to give you a little taste. I'm not going to have you take a shot.
No, I at least want to smell the thing.
Yeah, okay. I can't drink it. I can tell right now it make me gag.
Would it really?
Yeah. How does, and I don't mean to be too personal, Jess, cause,
okay.
but the cod liver oil and that stuff, how does that happen, you know, on the back end?
I'm smooth sailing.
No, I'm not talking about smooth. I'm talking about...
odor?
Yeah.
It's not. When you eat as healthy as I do, I have no dairy. It's all greens. It's rarely do I eat meat.
What's the point of living?
You know what? You know the main reason I do this is for my mood. I know
makes
that sounds crazy.
Makes you in a better mood.
It really affects my mood.
Hang on, I've got the line.
Hey, come in. Chick's here.
Now you do it.
So by going through the process, it puts you in a good mood.
No,
I'm taking care of myself.
That and yeah, that's probably a part of
plus,
it.
Plus, it really does put
this
her in a good
This is my microphone.
Mood.
Sorry.
No. Plus, it really does put her in a good mood.
No, it does. There's foods like, you know, if you get the good omega-3, the fatty acids, mm-hmm. that really does affect your mood.
Oh, okay.
And it's better than being on, you know, a fistful of antidepressants like I used to be.
Really?
And
how's that better? Come
it's a
on,
lot better.
A handful of anti-Ds.
And plus, she also is affected greatly by her intake of water.
Yeah, if I get dehydrated, I'm a bitch.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so now she's drinking water, too. It's great.
See, you're very in tune with your existential being.
Trying. Really fucking trying.
Chicks.
You want this?
You know, yeah. Is that all I'm drinking?
Little?
Yeah, just throw a little in there. Yeah,
I don't think you want a whole big one.
You know, Gene and the kids at the school tell me about my temper.
Oh, my God, this was dusty. Look at this dust in the bottom of this.
That was my first favorite movie.
That's disgusting.
Really? Should we not use that one?
Well, the one in the shot glass that's been sitting on your desk for 9 years?
Yeah. You mean Billy Jack? Is that
Billy Jack
you're
was
about?
My first favorite. I was Billy Jack for Halloween like 3 years in a row. I was like fourth, fifth, and sixth grade.
No
I was Billy
kidding?
Jack. Oh, yeah.
What's the label on this say, Jess? What's this stuff called?
I get it at the farmer's market in Indianapolis. It's Hidden Pond Farm Foods That Heal Super Tonic.
Oh, right. It's just a
the
super
Hidden
tonic.
Pond right there is a sign that they're not pulling this out of the
It's a hidden
LLC.
Pond.
Crystal Springs.
It's a hidden pond, Mark.
I have a rapport with these people. I like them. I trust them.
When Jess goes to the farmer's market, it's like a Norm coming into Cheers.
Jess!
You want some kale?
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Here we go. Godspeed.
Oh, oh, this is just a little...
I'm just...
Oh, it does... I think it smells good.
It's strong.
Yeah, it smells like a
onion, garlic.
It smells like a vinaigrette.
I know, jambalaya.
Should I record you guys?
Jason
man,
did
that
it.
Is really strong.
Did you just smell it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I said. The whole room stinks.
I don't know.
The whole studio stinks.
Is it
stinks.
Salty?
It's not salty. Salty.
What are you recording? What do you mean you're recording us?
Over here, I'm just going to record.
She wants to tape the when you guys drink that and throw up on your laps.
All right, ready?
Ready?
Oh my God. It is.
It burns.
It's on fire.
Hmm. I feel fine.
Still burning. Oh, and your tongue goes like numb.
I threw it way back.
Oh.
I threw it in the back.
Gosh. Oh my gosh. Wow.
Your eyes are like bloodshot.
Yeah.
I threw it way in the back.
Oh, and I've got the hiccups. It's making me spasm. Clear.
Oh God.
My gosh. But and this is good for you.
It's starting to go away.
And what does it do again?
It's an anti-inflammatory.
Anti-inflammatory, so that means...
Well, because usually after, like directly after a workout, I'll do a shot of apple cider vinegar and then do this after I have my protein drink.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to Taco Bell on the way.
I know. You know what? I miss Taco Bell. God, I miss Taco Bell.
The ranch Dorito Locos aren't as... what they're cracked up to be.
Nacho
cheese shells are good.
The nacho cheese weren't bad. The ranch was overrated.
I haven't.
I've only
crumbly
had one.
Anyway,
you know. I always hit Taco Bell when I'm out of town.
Matt would love that.
On the tour.
He would? Whew. I might have to take him some after.
Oh, you guys geez. Look bad.
My tongue is still not looking bad.
I see. I threw it to the back. And the back of my, I'm numb. Mm-hmm.
I feel absolutely fantastic.
Go to hell, Mark.
Without any tonic water.
So now this other stuff you gave me, this herbs and stuff, I'm supposed to...
That's a pre-workout. That's
pre-workout and a bottle of water.
Yeah. Bottle of water, and you should probably have some toast or a little bit of a carb with that. Otherwise, you're going to be wired.
Is that the stuff you rub on the base of your balls?
I don't know what you do with your balls. I try not to rub.
What are you supposed to rub on the base of your balls?
I thought that's what that ointment was.
This? It's not an ointment. It's a powder.
It's a drink mix.
It's a pre.
But let's talk about why you made that leap and your concern for your balls, let alone my balls.
Aren't all men concerned with their balls? It's the
you know what?
I
stand by this statement, and I've never noticed it before, but
this.
I have the balls of a 25-year-old man. They're nice and up against the body. And
Well, mine are now because I had a lift done. Scrotal lift.
You did not.
You know, as a guy gets older, he starts to droop a little bit, and then finally you sit down on the toilet and they hit the water.
You're just a liar.
I was on a porta potty, so it really flipped me out, and I had decided to have something done about it.
That's like 5 feet down there.
It's like eight.
I was going to say, that's
I
far.
I literally flipped out.
So they came up and they were blue or green or whatever that color.
Well, I doubt that they were any of those colors. It was an Iraqi one. So. It was just fluid in the bottom.
Are there any Kleenexes over there?
Look at you guys.
It's opening
sniff.
Me up.
There's
TP. Oop. Nice catch.
It's kind of like St. Elmo's when you have the...
there's horseradish
there's
in there.
That,
see, but this is...
It burns
this
and
is
opens
continuing.
Things up.
You're gonna get a little bit of a like a pick-me-up. And, I mean, it'll give you a little bit of
and
a buzz.
This,
a little,
well, yeah.
This, how about, this made me go right into hiccuping, too. Has that ever happened to you?
No.
And I peed a little. Is that...
No?
Wait till you have in your next sit down. That'll be like, it's literally crap and thunder.
Mm-hmm. Is it really?
More like fire, but
that's
yeah.
Not true.
I bet you it is true.
They're trying probably to pick on
hot spicy food does that to old
I've
men.
I've never heard crapping thunder.
I've heard
that term.
Yeah. Yeah. You're piss lightning and crapping thunder.
Come on, Rock.
Come on, Rock.
Catch that chicken.
Oh.
That's right. It's remember good. He puts them out in the barnyard chasing the chicken? Which fight was that? Was that for two or three?
That was probably...
That wasn't one.
No, that
There's
was
There's a movie
two.
Where Sylvester Stallone chases a chicken.
As Rocky, yeah.
Oh, I could watch
Make
that all day.
Quick.
That's
it was, hilarious. It was number two because he was getting ready to rematch Apollo.
That's right.
He had
right.
to get his footwork.
That's because he wasn't fast.
No, he
Apollo's
wasn't
Apollo's the only thing. Speed.
Right.
Speed. He's got speed on you, Rock.
Speed, speed.
You got to go to the body.
You got to
That's
the
Burgess
body.
Meredith.
Don't
that's
let
great.
Him breathe. Don't let him breathe. Don't let him breathe.
That's underestimate. That's a, yeah.
Put that down on the list.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Rock.
Rock. I used to...
You're not waking hard.
Candace Bergen, Burgess Meredith. Always kind of interchangeable for me.
Oh, of course. I can see that. Why? See, you're drinking way too much of that
she,
stuff.
She also... Well, this one, actually, she
this
tweeted.
This is true.
She tweeted.
I can't be the only person on the planet who gets Maggie Thatcher and Betty Ford mixed up in pictures, right?
No, they look... Those two look a lot alike.
Okay.
No, right. See, they don't. When you say it in your head... You think they do look alike, but when you see, they're totally different.
You picture that 60s.
Okay, you just pulled the Tom that you hate.
Yes, you just told me she had a really great, and then you're like, you're wrong.
No, you're wrong. What your observation is wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, just in the room here, don't ever let me do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, speaking of your tweets, I was going to make a point about Jess's tweets.
Uh-oh.
If you're just criticizing Jess to get a reaction out of us, you've got your reactions. This is done. Leave her alone, because if you don't, she's going to stop being on Twitter, and she's very funny, and...
You don't have to defend me like this. There are fucking assholes in this world, and they are
I don't
are
know why they're
Twitter.
Doing it. They do it to me, too, but it used to bother me a lot. But now it doesn't really bother me that much. I mean, it bothers me.
No,
but
it's just I made the mistake of, I was still laying in bed, open Twitter, do-do-do-do-do, right. Jess, you're not funny. Yeah, and you're stupid. And you know, and I was just like, you know, and if you...
Well, you have to picture the people that are laying there in bed doing the same thing, going, this chick's ain't funny.
Yeah, right. Right.
There's other more constructive things to do.
Exactly. Before you even, before your feet even hit the fucking floor, my day is wrecked from some stranger who's probably in his basement.
Oh, we'll see.
Stop you right gotta, there. You, know what I mean? You can't let it, your day be wrecked by a stranger.
I know.
Do I have to bring Maren back in here?
I was going
to
say.
And deal with you this time? Huh?
No, we got Dr. Will coming up.
No, let's keep things on a lighter note this week. Let's keep, I wish my brother George were here.
Now, Mark, you're
Mark's
insane.
Like family for me. Mark reminds, I had three
this
cousins.
Is funny.
This
yeah.
is true. I had three cousins, and they're actually my dad's cousins, but they're the
She's
Wycliffe.
She's Italian,
they're
so everyone's
boys.
A cousin or an uncle. Yeah. Yeah.
But they're the Wycliffe boys, and one of them was Golden Gloves, and one of them played semi-pro football. And it's just, when I first started working with you on the road, I just felt... I was like, he's family. I could, you know.
There's a kinship.
There is a kinship. And even if you're not aware of it, I always get excited when I see you.
Familial.
Okay,
familial.
The same way. I
family oriented when I come here.
Do you feel like you could take Mark to your Thanksgiving dinner and he would fit right in? Same with me. He's almost like one of my uncles in that way.
I have no.
You would fit right in.
No, but there's very few.
Chick has no feelings.
He has no family.
But you know what's weird? If I did go to Thanksgiving at your house, I'd be the only one there that had nothing but stuffing and turkey on the plate.
That's right.
There'd be no vegetables, no.
Scooting all the beets and the, yeah.
I wouldn't even put
the beets
on the
plate. There's a lot of stuffing.
Oh, and I don't eat beets.
I can't tell you how many times that I've gone to like a... It was always the kiss of death for me when I had a new girlfriend, because eventually they'd invite you over to her parents' house for dinner,
yeah.
And they're going to serve something that I'm not eating. And then I have to explain why I don't like corn or beets or cauliflower or
You should just start telling people that you carrots. Have some strange allergy.
Well, I used to tell them I'm allergic.
Yeah, that's what
I
would
go,
do.
You're allergic to corn, beets, corn, and all this, you know, cabbage, all... Yes, I'm allergic to all vegetables.
I'm allergic to dirt. That's what you. I'm allergic to dirt. Came
Anything
from dirt.
Anything that's organic. Yeah. That's true. That's a good call.
My
Wish
tongue
I would have known that 30 years ago.
My tongue is still on fire.
Yeah. Well, you're
And now I've got a hawker working up. Mm-hmm. It's like fast food phlegm now.
Now you've got a garlic vinegar breath for the rest of the day.
Yeah, or something like that.
Repeat.
I don't know what's
going
on.
Oh, that's good. It's like taking fish oil. Burp. Oh, I love that. Good stuff.
So, Mark, what do you do?
I am. I sell insurance. Actually, I'm an Allstate. I do car insurance.
Are you in
rental,
the commercials?
Rental insurance.
Commercials?
No.
No.
You know,
no.
Mark used to be on a soap opera. Did you know that?
Shut up.
I've done Days of Our Lives 8 times.
You know what? I didn't get into Days of Our Lives till college.
But
so
I bet
I'm
he
so
was
sorry.
On. I bet he was on that. Well, maybe
I
not.
I started. What? I did the first one in like '97.
No, I was in high school still.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's all right. Everyone's younger than I am. Everyone. I'm older than Griswold now. Which is really hard. You know.
You passed him?
Like, what?
I passed him.
Did you see my face?
I'm aging.
You're full of it.
No. I'm still young.
You did Days of Our Lives?
8 times. Someone was a
hospital. Didn't you marry your co-star or something? Isn't that right? Or
in real life?
An actress or something?
Allison Sweeney? No.
I thought you married
Allison Sweeney was your opposite?
No, she was on the show, though.
Yeah.
And everybody else, hey, is that your sister? No, I wish it was. I'd have more lines.
I just even made that connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a day player, so I had, you know, morning, doctor, and cut. Thanks, Mark. Thanks for coming in. I'm like, all right, see you later.
So what part did you play? You were a doctor?
No, I'm one of the hospital security guards.
Oh.
Joe, like they've actually gave me a name eventually.
Joe?
Yeah. Because the first time I did it, I was just background, no lines.
Right.
And then I went in for wardrobe to get fitted. And then the next day, the casting lady calls me back, and she goes, Joe, I had dinner with Joe last night. You said you were really a great guy. I'm going to bring you back and give you some lines. I'm like, wow, who's Joe?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, the wardrobe guy. It's my brother-in-law. He came over last night. So, it pays to be cool to everybody.
Yep.
So, there's somebody working hard.
Lesson learned.
There's somebody working hard winning more lines, but you're out kissing ass at dinner, and you succeed.
I just said, hey, I talked to the guy for a while. I think he was a jarhead. That's where we had our little bonding.
Oh.
That's another amazing fact about it. It's in my new book, Amazing Facts About Mark Sweeney.
Mm-hmm.
he was a Days of Our Lives actor. And that's not the only acting you did, though.
No,
was
I've
you
done
did commercials and stuff.
I did Boston Public. I've done Days of Our Lives.
Do you know Anthony Boston Public? Isn't that? No.
The principal?
That's Boston.
Anthony Clark is what I'm thinking
Boston
of.
Commons.
Boston Commons. That's
Boston
not what
Public was the one about the school,
high school
teachers. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a cop on that one, too.
Yeah, the guy episodes. From, who was the principal?
Gene McBride.
Yeah. And what else did he do?
He's good.
He was in that Michael Fox movie about the ghost hunters, and he's in some new show now.
The Frighteners. Yeah.
Golden Boy.
Golden Boy.
I
he's
like
a great
detective.
Actor.
Yeah, he is.
He was in a short-lived series about Lincoln. Wasn't that right?
Oh, God.
About Lincoln and the slave.
Yeah,
yes.
Remember that?
Yeah. It was about 3 episodes long.
Yeah.
And it caused such controversy.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like before this Lincoln fad started?
Oh, yeah. This was like 8 years ago. Yeah. Well, when Fox first started becoming a network,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it was at least 10 years ago. Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, it was, you know, Lincoln owned slaves. I think that
Yikes.
Was the theory.
Yeah, I think that might have been the name of the show.
Yeah.
And you can see why.
The premise was uncomfortable. The acting, the dialogue, the show was uncomfortable.
Yeah,
this conversation is making me
uncomfortable.
It's just a TV show, Jess.
So you did 8 Days of Our Lives over how long a period?
About 3 years, I guess.
Oh, okay.
3 years.
Well, that's a long time between appearances.
L.A. is a long time,
a long time between
regular
everything.
Gigs.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't get a check until I was probably out there 10 months when I did that movie for the Playboy Channel.
Hold it.
Yeah, a little soft porn. That's how I got my union card. That's how I got my SAG card.
You did not.
Yeah, I did a movie for the Playboy Channel.
How new
were
you?
No, I'm going back to the soft porn part. Was it really soft porn?
Oh, yeah.
Like girl porn?
No, guy on girl porn.
No, but soft porn I call girl porn, lady porn.
Oh, yeah.
Like I would watch it, but a guy wouldn't.
It's simulated sex. There's no...
Were you doing simulated sex with an actress?
No, I was the only one that didn't... The only actor in the movie that didn't have a love scene.
Well, that's...
Well, you know, it's funny.
Not fair at all.
Is... We shot for like 3 weeks, and about 10 days in, the director goes, man, I know you're new, but you're doing a really, really great job, so we wrote a love scene for you,
aww.
And we're going to film it tomorrow. And I'm immediately in a cold panic because
yeah.
I'm a hairy bastard, and all the actors are shaven clean. No arm hair, no leg hair, no chest hair.
Just beautiful men.
I'm going to go, it's going to take you a couple hours to get me cleaned
to
up.
Get you all clean.
And
oh,
so I told
God,
my wife,
I know this story.
And
okay,
I told my wife, I go, hey, I'm going to do
You were married at
yeah,
the time?
Yeah, time out. You were married?
Right.
It was just a role. He was just
an actor.
I didn't know he was married at all.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not worried about during the movie.
It's in my book, Amazing Facts of Mark Sweeney. What? Have you not read this?
It's in my book, too. It's got all kinds of facts that are probably true.
Oh, we do need to actually give the name of your book real quick. I forgot.
Court Jester, The Making of a Comedian.
That's right.
It's all about my rise and struggle to the lower middle class.
All right.
Is that on Amazon?
Yes, it's everywhere.
Just so if I search Mark Sweeney on Amazon, I'll find it.
Yes.
Perfect. Go ahead. Okay. So
Amazon, eBay, all kinds of stuff.
So you're dorking this girl. Go ahead.
So, well, I'm married at the time, and I told my wife, I go, hey, they want me to do a sex scene. Is that...
Are you okay? Are you okay with that?
And she goes, I don't care if you have to bang somebody. Just bring home a check.
That sounded like a warm and loving relationship.
Well, it was.
That's nice.
It was. We got along very well. So the next day I go in for the shoot, and he goes, we're not going to have time to do your first thing. We're going to have to do it at the end of the day.
Okay.
So we shoot the whole day, and I'm just riddled with anxiety.
And you're shaving. Did you shave?
No.
You did not
I
shave.
I waited for them to see if they were going
to
let me, you know.
Okay.
I go, you're shaving me if you're going to do
I'm
it.
I'm not worried about the shaving thing.
Well,
I'm
right.
worried about.
Sure.
I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
I've never. This
but
is my
it's
first...
simulated. They're not going to see your dinkus. They're just.
They're
gonna...
not going to see it, but your dinkus
no.
is going to be. You're going to be dry humping
well,
pretty hard.
You're going to be dry humping. You're going at it dry humping it.
No,
right?
they. You wear like a nylon body sock type thing over your
thing.
Crunch your genitals.
Oh, so it's. It's not dry humping. It's somewhere between dry humping
right.
and real.
Right. It's all. I mean, the cameras don't zoom in.
So
on
how do the actors who get to do this not climax? Is my
well,
how does
because
that...
there's 20 people standing around with boom mics and lights and going, all right, no, run
all
your
right.
hand down her hip, no, touch your breast, all right, no, roll over on your back.
Oh
that
gosh, really?
Kind of thing. Oh yeah, it's very technical.
Unless,
but of course, they clear the set. So our job now that we're not in the scene is to find some way to peek through the window. And what? It's my first acting job.
Yeah.
So I'm flipped out about the fact I've got a you know, make out and roll around in the bed with some woman. And at the end of the day, he goes, man, we're not going to have time to do your shoot today. We're going to do it tomorrow. But we want you to go over there and get lit for the scene tomorrow. So I go over there and Lonnie goes, all right, well, you got to strip down. So I take off all my clothes. I'm standing there naked. And he's running that light meter up and down my backside. And I can hear the crew laughing over in the corner. And I'm like, why are these guys laughing? And it turns out it was all a big joke. Right? There was no scene for me.
Oh,
that's
right.
I guess they
Mark.
Just wanted to see if they could get the new guy to take his clothes off in front of the crew.
Yeah.
So there they did.
So what were you doing in the movie?
The movie was about, I was the cameraman sound guy for a dude that we were doing a documentary on, a high-priced call girl. Oh. And that's what the whole movie was like, a, you know, us filming.
And isn't aren't there clips on YouTube of this? Didn't we search this?
Well,
once?
Yeah, it's the movie's called Word of Mouth. So I actually saw it in Blockbuster once.
Really?
Yeah.
That's my favorite laugh.
Wait a minute,
Jess's,
you don't.
By the way, when she doesn't laugh, but she just kind of grunts.
Yeah.
There's still anyway. Residuals for it because they sell it to foreign markets and stuff.
Yeah, I bet they do.
Do you still get a check?
Yeah. They've awesome. Gotten, the first one was like $400 and now it's down to.
You don't have a copy of this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I had to buy it because it went from, it was right to video. You know, they didn't, it wasn't a, like a major release.
No awards or anything?
Just... No awards. I did see, oh no, I'm thinking of another movie. I did a movie called Bicycle ER. It was a takeoff on the ER show, but it was in a bike store, which is a great idea.
That's funny.
And actually, the guy actually won a prize for that at the Independent Film Festival in Manhattan Beach.
Bicycle ER.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was the
Bicycle ER.
That was the George Clooney character.
No kidding, you had your head down?
Doug Boss.
Doug.
That was my name, Doug Boss.
That's great.
But it was funny because this guy came in and we wheeled in a bike and it's all bent up and there's gear, there's grease and stuff dribbling on the side. It was pretty funny. One of the nurses sees it and throws up.
That is funny.
Yeah, it was. It was a great idea. Huh. And then the whole thing's like 15, 16 minutes.
Right.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. You have to do that stuff when you go out there just to learn how to be on a set and do a movie and whatnot.
Were you ever in any pilots that never made it?
I was in a show called The Visitor with John Corbett from Northern Exposure about he was an alien, came down to Earth that we only did like three episodes before they canceled it. So I did all three.
It aired?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it airs on Fox. And I did Third Rock from the Sun. And
I love that show. Four or five episodes.
That went to air. Yeah. That was on for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know that I got cut out of the final edit. I had my scene with Kristen Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
I
think she's like 6'5" or something.
She's taller than I was.
Yeah.
But I was talking to French Stewart.
She's Ivana Humpalot in one of them. Mm-hmm. Mike
Ivana
Myers
Humpalot,
movies.
Right? That's.
That's right.
What a great! I love that Ivana Humpalot.
So stupid, Ivana Hump. Anyway.
I forgot what I was talking about.
Yeah.
You did her scene with her?
You're in the scene with
Right,
Kristen
in the Third Rock. And I was talking, because they film, for a 22-minute episode, they run like 6 hours of videotape and use 22 minutes of it. And I was talking to French Stewart, and he goes, man, you would not believe the shit that Lithgow and I do that is gold, that we just improv. It never makes it. It's a shame that some of the stuff that we do that never makes it to air.
Lithgow's
because, you know, they got guys with
ass.
Suits making decisions going, right. that's funny, instead right. of,
mm-hmm.
he goes, man, we just have so much fun. He goes, we just improv. We just make it up. And we kill. The audience loves it, and they don't put it on there.
I love that show.
It's a good watch. I like the titles. It's all Dick something.
Oh, yeah. I never watched.
My favorite's Dick Smoker. He tries to smoke because... He wants to join the crowd because it seems like everybody cool smoking out back, so he starts smoking and he gets locked in a stairwell.
That seems like that's been the premise for a lot of sitcoms, like somebody trying to smoke. No,
Friends did that.
Somebody else did that.
What happened to your voice?
I don't know.
It's all that heat and cod liver oil starting to shrink your vocal cords.
Have you done your shot of cod liver oil yet?
No, I need a spoon for that. I don't shoot that.
Just a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down.
Mark, how do you account for so many Marines being comedians?
So many. We know two.
I know.
Well, there's...
me and Greg Hahn.
There's another one.
And there's me, there's him, and there's Greg Hahn.
I know who you're thinking of.
Maria Bamford's a comedian.
Yeah, she's
Maria's not a Yeah, boy, I don't think she
James
would like
P.
the
Conley.
Marines.
Is who you're thinking of?
James P. Conley is another Marine. I think those two are officers, though. So they're a whole different breed of.
How long were you? Just the 4 years?
4 years. That was plenty. That was enough Marines.
Because of what we know about Sweeney.
What do we know?
And I cover this in my book. He just seems like the most. This could be a TV show. The most unlikely
the
Marine.
The most unlikely Marine. Drew Carey was a Marine.
Yeah, Drew Carey. There you go.
What?
So, yeah, Drew Carey was a Marine.
That's like the hidden order of the Marines. You and Drew Carey and who else?
Greg Hahn and
Hahn and James B. Conley.
No, I mean like other. I can see Hahn being a Marine. No.
Yeah, because he's high strung enough.
Yeah,
but, you know, officers.
That's why I say you're so laid. You're, I don't know very many Marines.
I'm guessing. Here's what I'm guessing about Mark Sweeney. In high school, you were a discipline problem. You really didn't study. You're incredibly intelligent, but
didn't eat your vegetables.
Didn't eat your vegetables. Decided early on, these people don't have anything to teach me. I'm here to party and have a good time. And then all of a sudden, you're going into the Marines. Is that pretty much what happened?
Really, Dr.
That's
Phil?
That's almost like word for word right out of my
book. There
that's
you
how
go.
High school was. I mean, people always go, hey, man, high school sucked. I'm like, I had a blast in high school. I had a great time in high school. I had all these people, oh, it was the worst 4 years of my life.
Yeah.
You know the worst part of high school was?
What?
It ended.
All right.
So and then I had, of course, well, then I was 17 going, well, now what am I going to do?
So what'd you do?
I joined the Marines.
When did you go to college?
After I got out?
Mm-hmm. No kidding.
Yeah, I knew some guys that did that. Mm-hmm.
Well, I figured,
did
you? You know,
yeah.
I spent 4 years in the Marines, and then I got a job as a security guard, just figure out what I was going to do with my life. And then one night, I got shot at twice.
Let me make this assumption.
Yuck.
You went back to college so you could have fun like you did in high school.
Mm-hmm. Plus, there's lots of well, my theory
lots
was,
of poon.
Where is the place I can go where has the most amount of women? And, college.
College?
So
hello.
I went to college. I did 4 years. I graduated. I stuck around another year.
What college had the pleasure of?
Southeast Missouri State University.
All right.
We used to be the Indians. Now we're the Red Hawks. And, yeah, I stayed down. After I graduated, I stayed down another year because I was 10 in bar. You know, mm-hmm. sex
oh,
was plentiful
right.
and fruitful. And so I go, I can't find any reason whatsoever to leave.
I'm going home with the bartender. You guys
I bet
go
you are
ahead.
A suave motherfucker.
I had some good times. Well, I started college when I was 22.
Yeah, so you had a little
so
bit,
right.
yeah.
I had, I've been around the world three times.
Oh,
I've been,
so you were an older man
well,
to a lot of these girls.
So
right,
when
yeah.
you were, so when these 19-year-old punks were having trouble, you're like, look,
yeah.
Let me show you
what's
to do
the
this.
Problem? I'll yeah. show you how to do
oh
this.
My God, I totally slept with a 22-year-old last night.
Yeah.
I bet that's what she
my
said.
My ex-wife's got a 22-year-old boyfriend now.
Shut the fuck
yeah,
up.
Yeah, she's 48. She's got a 22-year-old
that's
boyfriend.
Ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
I think that everyone should try it one time.
Well, you know what? You know what's ironic is the double standard. Because you see a woman in her 40s with a guy 22, you're like, well, good for you, lady. Good for you. Mm-hmm. But you see a guy like me with a 22-year-old, you're like, what a freaking pervert.
No, no.
He's got money. Yeah,
good for you. Well,
it
you
happens.
Think he's got money. That's
it
the first
absolutely
thing.
Happens.
It's also
mm-hmm.
creepier. An old guy with a young girl is creepy.
It's not creepy. Jess is 23 years
old.
But
watch, he's going to say what everybody says. But she seems older than she is. Right?
But you do well, seem older than you do.
And you're yeah. much more immature than...
Well, you're saying... Yeah, you're
and
saying
I'm,
you
we meet in the middle. I read at like a 35-year-old level.
Right, that's exactly where it comes out.
And you're like age 45
well, yeah, and I'm
mentally.
Not, yeah, I'm not 22, you know.
If, no.
Being in your 30s and being with a man in his 50s, that's totally different
well,
than
that's
20s.
Well, that's totally different.
And,
then,
and,
yeah. you know, I'm 53, even though I hate saying that out loud.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I would never guess that.
No. Well, I look... I'm immature.
You
look
pretty good.
I look young. Well, it's because I don't have any kids. I have no wife. I got no stress. I'm a comedian.
The fruit and the meat diet.
Right. I mean, that's exactly. I mean,
lots of poon.
It's
just got back from the nudist camp. Did you hear about this?
Time out. I thought that you were in a pretty serious relationship with a lady with a house full of kids.
No, we kind that kind of petered out.
Oh.
Should I tell the tech story
right
at this
before,
point?
Right before.
What tech story?
This was two or three years ago, a couple years ago.
Oh, I remember this. I remember this.
Yeah. I made a boo-boo and texted.
No, no, we're, this
we
was
are
when
in
we,
bed.
We're together. Jess and I are bunking down for the night. We're going to sleep. We're at the house. We're not, you know, yeah. we're just there having to find time and getting ready to fall asleep. Totally dark. And mm-hmm. my phone.
Mm-hmm. It does. And I'm sorry if you're in bed with your significant other and a text comes off. You're like, who in the fuck is that?
What time is it and who is that?
Yeah.
And I go, Mark Sweeney, and she's like...
I just started laughing.
Stop. No, initially she was like...
No, because I didn't believe it.
Come up with a better
yeah,
lie.
Yeah, I was like, you've got to...
Come up with a better lie.
You could say it was one of your kids or something. Don't say
and I showed
Mark
her the
Sweeney.
Text, and it was you. You had just returned from a trip, and you were trying to text your girlfriend?
Yeah,
or...
Cheryl, who comes right before Chick.
By gosh,
oh,
it does.
It
yeah,
by
was,
gosh, it does.
Yeah.
Or
thank
no,
God,
hey,
it was you and not my mom or somebody
right,
else.
Right.
Or,
it was a very.
It was sweet.
It yeah. was a very sweet, yeah. loving sentiment, and I don't find that coming out of you.
Oh, I'm
what?
I'm very. I'm a
Mr.
very
cynical, Mr. Partier, Mr. Irresponsible.
No, no, no.
Yeah,
no, no.
You put cynical
you are painting
in there.
This in the
I'm
wrong
a
direction.
Massive romantic.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? I can totally see that.
I put my women on
female.
Pedestals. Every
yeah.
one of them.
See, I think you,
every single
how's that,
one.
How's that working out for you?
Well, not bad. You know, I mean, I'm by myself, but
there's
but,
a lot of empty
not
it's because you want to be by yourself.
Yeah,
right
I
now.
Like it.
Yeah,
it's quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I live in a quiet. Quiet atmosphere.
Stress-free.
I've never like, seen sure. Mark as cynical.
No.
No. It's, Life what? Is too
what
short.
What makes you think he's cynical?
Because all he wants, I don't think he's out for a serious relationship. All I think he wants is a good time, and that's why he's so good at shoveling the bullshit. Is
how
what
does
I think.
That?
Oh,
how
does that's poppycock.
How does cynical tie into that? Because he's out for a good time.
Well, no,
not a long time, just a good time.
Exactly. There you go. Maybe you're the cynical one. Maybe that's what I'm confused.
I'm just full of love.
No, I would see that. I totally. No. Are you kidding me? There's very few of the people I've worked with, men, that I would say, I would set you up with someone that I'm related to or one of my best friends. I would, hands down.
Take that, McGee.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. I'm going to drink. Hang on.
You can take that, put it in your cap, and smoke it.
I'm doing a spit take.
Yes.
I would.
I think I see you. Just me and you talking, I think womanizer is what I think.
Are you serious?
A little bit. I'm just saying, are you very good at the game? I think you're very good.
No, I've never been that kind of player.
Early 20s,
is that my mistake?
I've always had...
Early 20s, maybe. I got out of him.
No, I don't agree.
Well,
I agree.
When I was younger. Because
that was half his life ago.
Who wants to settle down and have a serious relationship when you're 18, 19, 20, okay. 25, 27,
and he's tending bar 29. In college.
Right.
If I show up at the bar and Mark's working and I'm down and he looks like he's down, then it's going down. And that doesn't make him a womanizer.
No, it just, you know,
I'm a nice guy. He's not serving girls a bunch of drinks. Hey, I'm going to sleep with her later, so I'm going to overserve her.
Okay.
That would be shit.
And I have, for the most of my life.
Did you do that? Did you serve a woman extra drinks?
No, not to get them drunk? No.
No.
I mean, I would slide them freebies from time to time.
Sure.
But I don't get
but not extra freebies.
I never got them.
How is that different?
It's completely different.
My intention wasn't to get them drunk and pass out.
Really?
Yes. Having sex with them. No.
Yes. No, I'm not implying that you're going to do that, but what was your intention?
To be a nice guy.
I was also
whatever.
Looking...
I take a free drink.
Right.
That's one of our rights as women.
It is. You're right. It is a woman.
It's to get some free fucking
it's
drinks every
right
once in a while.
I think Susan B. Anthony took the first free drinks.
Yes.
But I'm not.
Back in Boston.
I've had a lot of girlfriends that, you know, long relationships. I wasn't ever like a player. I mean, I'd go through a few of them in between relationships, but then I'd find one and I'd have a girlfriend.
But that's the way you're supposed to do it. It's not like he's sleeping around with women while he's dating someone seriously.
Yeah, I'm not just banging doors. Although I did have that conversation with my wife once about how many people we've been with.
No, never.
Well, she was curious.
Oh.
And I cut the number down, and she was still like, oh, my God, you're a slut.
Yep.
My guys,
we had the
sluts.
Same conversation. I know he probably cut his number in half, and I'm not going to share it. But I was just like, damn.
What am I supposed to say about your number?
Say my number. It's less than this.
Well, most women,
and that's both hands.
Most women are like that. They've had 10 or 11 men in life. That's it.
I've never done double digits. So
yeah, so that's not unusual for a woman. Most guys, I mean, I've read the average man is only with
I just
like,
can't believe that you're just because you're
that you're a nice that he's a nice guy.
No, I can believe he's a nice guy. Two guys, I can see that he has a side at times where he can.
Wow.
No,
I think you're looking at his potential. His potential is he could
this
have.
This is what
potential.
Gets you in trouble with our guests is when you say potential. You have the potential to be a real cocksucker.
No.
You shouldn't.
I didn't say that.
No, that's not a bad thing.
No, it's
a compliment. He's a good looking, smart guy.
Mm. He's funny.
He's funny. He could get whoever he wants, whenever he wanted. That's what he's saying.
I'm not saying he has, but you use
your good looks and your wonderful personality for good.
Oh, yes.
See?
I don't spread evil.
See?
I spread, but I don't spread evil. Boom. Come on.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how he does it.
Who's with me here?
I don't know. Who's with me? A lot of people. But no, I was never a big player, womanizer. But, you know, I mean, I spent 4 years in the Marines and 4 years in college and then 12 years tending bar. That's, you know.
The numbers are going to get up there.
Right. I mean, you expose yourself in that kind of atmosphere. I was always working nights. Alcohol's involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was kind of a wild kid.
Kind of.
Nobody wanted to settle down with somebody that's going to be that rambunctious. I was a wild kid.
How long were you married?
I was married. We were together about 10 years. We were married about 8.
Yeah.
7.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I knew. I mean, I remember in Philippines being under a pile of naked 19-year-old girls going, I'm not getting married.
Yeah. Why would you?
I don't know where I got my idea about Mark.
But that was 19. Sure. I was a jarhead. I had a head full of mushrooms
what
and a pocket full
done?
Of 20s.
What would you
exactly.
have done?
Exactly. What would you have done?
I would have been under the pile with right. you, but not touching because that's weird.
Oh. Okay. Well, no, yeah, between you and me.
Sure, absolutely.
Fact, oh, my God. One time I was, I was my roommate and I, this girl and her new roommate wanted to do, you know, a little group thing with the two
sure.
of us. So we're driving over there, and my roommate tells me, he goes, if you touch me with your dick, I'm going to flip the fuck out. I just want to let that up and know you ahead of time. I'm like, why in the world would I do that? And he goes, I'm just telling you, if you touch me with it, I'm going to lose my shit. I'm like, all right, well, I had no intentions of touching you with it. Well, but
this goes thanks, both ways, pal.
Thanks for, yeah. Well, that was the last thing I thought of, is him touching me with this wanker.
All you're thinking about is the two females
right,
that were
right.
going to be
and
there.
And that's what his yeah. concern was.
We use Wang or lap okay. hog on this show.
A lap
wanker.
Hog. Okay.
Wanker. Wanker's okay, I guess.
That's like
wanker's
kind
of British.
Yeah.
British. British. Wanker.
It's a British wanker.
You fucking
mm-hmm.
wanker.
Don't be a tool. Wank me.
Crack so
me.
Your tendon bar, and is it the... is it the
under piles of Filipino
under piles
girls.
Of Filipino
no,
women.
That was when I was in the Marines.
Being
oh,
true
sorry.
To each and every woman you're ever in a relationship with, not straying.
Never.
The all-American boy.
I've
Are
never
you projecting?
Strayed. Yeah. He might be trying to cover up for some insecurities that he's developed
for
over the
sure.
years.
I
don't know
he's
why
not insecure.
This show ever always gets back to me and my problems.
Uh-huh.
Well, why is that? Because I'm the leader. That's why.
Right.
And you accuse me of such outlandish behavior. Mark, no, I've always been very loyal to my...
Could
my,
you... How long would it take you to make a timeline of Sweeney from, say, 16 to now? I mean, it would be quite a chart.
It took me 346 pages.
That's what I was going to say. It's in the book.
It's in the book. I cover everything. I cover birth up until...
You were there for
5
that.
Years ago.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Well, I remember. Well, it's actually, it starts out, you know, I'm... Cold, wet, covered in blood, and screaming my ass off. Welcome to life, little one.
Right.
I think that's the opening sentence of my
book.
Did
you self-publish that?
Yes.
Okay.
I did through booklocker.com.
Okay.
Hmm. Good for you.
And I did I finally did an audio book, too.
You read it?
I had to read it out loud.
Oh.
Again, took me 3 months.
I was going to say, yeah, that's an excruciating process.
Well, exactly. Because, you know, you make a mistake, you got to go back,
uh-huh.
delete, cut,
Yeah. And it's a long book.
Yeah, 346 pages. And I knew what was coming, and I still made mistakes.
So you're bartending for 12 years. You start acting then at the end of 12 years? You're acting
no, then I started
doing
comedy.
You'd start doing comedy because your friend said, hey, you're funny, go up on stage, or?
The guy that I worked for, a manager at the club, was...
Morty Rothstein?
No, his name was Mike Werner. I used to run
Very
a club
close.
In Detroit, and you are funnier than any dude I used to pay money for.
Huh.
And that was like fall of 89. And I'm like, huh.
Yeah.
So that's my New Year's resolution. I'll go up and do... 5 minutes. I was selling real estate at the time, but I hated it, so I did open mic and quit that job the next day.
Jesus Christ.
I did one open mic and quit my job.
Is there anything you haven't done? Sell ice cream from a truck?
No, I've never done
that. You got your real estate license and all that?
Oh,
thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just hated the job. It was me and another dude my age in an office full of women in their 40s that have been doing it for 20 years.
Let me tell you something about that. It's a dead end.
Oh, my God. Well, they're over there with phones going and faxes going and all this activity. And me and the other dude are like, well, I just bought some colored paper clips. I'm going home early for
and
lunch.
And didn't they all have this look on their face?
They were all very serious. All very serious, yes.
Do you ever remember showing some houses?
Oh, I never got that. I had that job for like 2 months.
Oh, that's it?
I couldn't.
Oh.
Well, at the time, the girlfriend I had, her father passed away. I took a week off of work. And I barely knew the man.
You're
but
they
I
don't
supportive.
Let you do that stuff now.
No, I can't come in anymore. My girlfriend's dad passed away, so I'm going to be out a week. But yeah, and then I did open mic in January, and January 10th, and quit my job January 11th.
And went right on the road or just
MC'd?
Oh, no.
Actually, you know what? I went on the road probably within 4 or 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
A comic in St. Louis named Steve the Scream Pollard took me on the road, and we did like...
I have never heard of Steve the Scream.
He's been out of the business for a while. Drugs got the best of him, I think. Drugs and alcohol.
Well,
that'll happen.
So he took me on the road, and for like 4 months of doing one-nighters, just nothing but hell gigs, and I got... good fast because you have to otherwise mm-hmm. they'll just eat you up
right.
And by the time I got back to Westport in St. Louis I had 40 minutes of material as an open micer.
Wow.
And everybody else was still doing the same 5 minutes week after week, and I've been on the road for 6 months, so I started featuring. I went on the road for a year as an MC and then started featuring and featured for about 6 years and then started headlining after about 8. So I moved up pretty quick. Normally it takes
I was going to say
10 or 11, 12 years before I start headlining.
Right.
But, you know, I started when I was almost 30. You know, and I'd been in the Marines and been in college and had a lot of life experience. So I had so much life stuff to draw material from.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't just writing skid marks and the toilet bowl jokes. I mean, don't get me wrong. I had a few.
That's very funny.
And feminine
you ever
hygiene.
Heard of a ghost poop? You ever hear that?
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard some about it.
Ghost
poop. But I'm not a big, you know, ghost guy.
No, that's where the process takes place and you look down and there's nothing in the toilet.
Oh,
it goes down
I've
the
had
hole.
One of those.
It's a ghost poopy.
You know, what's really weird is that, you know, if you really have to go and it's been a day and it's all like, it comes out in one big stream and then there's nothing in there. I'm like, man, I just had to release a rope and there's not even a mark. Yes, I have had that happen a couple of times. Very unsettling.
With
you don't
your
know
diet,
where it
went.
What did, wait, when he said ghost poopy, what were you thinking?
Ghost.
I thought he was relating to the show earlier when they're talking about ghost farts.
About ghosts and
oh,
farts and stuff like
okay.
That. Yeah.
Sorry.
So
I said ghost poopy this morning, but it kind of got lost.
Yeah,
there's a shock. That's
a fucking
shock.
A lot of things get lost.
Anyway, so now what? What now?
So
are
now,
you doing? Are you doing? I hear a lot of guys talking about the cruises are the way to go. That's what
I've been doing. Well, I've got probably in the next 3 months, I've got 5 or 6 on the books.
Wow,
yeah. I can't do them full time.
That it's just too much alone time in the cabin?
Oh,
or?
No, I don't mind that.
Yeah.
I like what, comics are lonely.
Look at him. He would. No, I don't think. Are you lonely?
No.
I feel like you could make a friend anywhere.
No, I'm not lonely at all.
Yeah.
Well, as a matter of fact, I can't tell you that I've ever felt lonely. Honestly.
Even
you
when
do
you're
seem
alone.
Like you do seem like, of all my comedian friends, you are pretty much the most well adjusted, emotionally steady. Like, you're like whatever's. What here? This is in my book, The Amazing Tales of Mark Sweeney.
Amazing Facts. But
you
yeah,
look.
You've already
you
changed
look
the title.
Amazing Facts.
Mm-hmm.
I only have the mock-up. It's not done yet. You look forward every year to going fishing with your brothers and your dad.
Oh yeah.
And that's your whole year is pointed toward that. And whatever happens around that, you can give a shit.
Sometimes it feels that way. When we schedule a trip, that's yeah. how it feels like. Yeah. Where I'm yeah. just killing time and saving money until I can go fishing.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's, you know, we go up to northern Canada and
just sit there
all
and
right.
a week of bliss with no phones, radios, TV, people.
Chick's doing that.
I'm doing that the
first week of June.
First week of June with my buddy Maury. We're going to go up to Canada and one of us is going to come back in a body bag. We're not sure which one.
Do you know where you're going yet?
Sleepy Dog Cabins or something, but I don't know the name of the.
Okay,
I've got the website and everything. It's a 400 miles north of International Falls or something like that.
Oh, okay. So you're still in like South Central Canada.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you
yeah.
fly in? Are you one of those that? You know,
oh yeah,
the water?
Float planes.
Oh, we've always wanted to do that.
That's
we
awesome.
Charter from
ever
Winnipeg.
Since I saw Indiana Jones. I've wanted to get on one of those planes.
It's unsettling though.
Really?
I mean, landing on the water is you're almost
seems
like
cool.
lifting your feet up.
Yeah.
It's and like I'm in a plane. I'm in a boat.
A lot of those planes are old. They're from the 50s, the old Otters.
Yeah.
And we went on once, and I'm looking around the plane, and the pilot's like 16. Just
nah.
a kid. Oh, yeah. Well, everybody up there flies because there's no roads.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking around the plane, there's duct tape on the front wing.
No.
I'm like, what's the duct tape for? And he goes, well, there's a hole there, and it keeps the wind from tearing the wing off. And I'm like, duct tape. You got duct tape on an airplane wing. He goes, well, it's super glued, too.
Well,
and that was it.
Yeah,
as long,
be,
he goes, as
silly.
Long as we keep the wind from getting in the hole, we'll be fine.
We're
I'm
running.
Like, oh, that's interesting.
Good to know.
Yeah. And this is the plane that we couldn't even take off at first because they're like 3-foot swells because of the wind. Mm. And it's just, you know, trying to get up, you know, and you can't get the speed up when it's that bumpy.
You know what I'm thinking of? That plane that we were in, it was
yeah.
more or less just an aluminum tube. And that's, there were 12 of us in it. And
oh.
And it was me and Jess, Bob Zaney, Greg Warren, Nick Griffin.
No.
I always
Patty Vasquez.
You tell the story, but who
Tim
had the
Wilson.
Line?
I was going to say, yeah.
Warren had the line.
Was it Warren? I thought it was Tim Wilson.
No,
Tim Wilson.
Warren starts humming Buddy Holly songs.
Yeah.
And,
he did that.
Yeah.
But Tim Wilson said, whenever I travel with Chick, if this plane goes down, he's the one who's going to get the headline.
That's true.
Chick McGee and 3 others die in a plane crash. I don't know if that's good or not.
That's
the line.
Yeah.
Flying that small plane when we were leaving Kearney, Nebraska,
yeah.
and Rusty
oh.
went up to turn the light, and the whole electrical panel falls
it's
down.
It's dusty.
Dusty. What did I say, Rusty?
No, you're right. It's Rusty.
Dusty.
Yes.
Yeah, Baker's
yeah,
band.
Yeah, it just fell in his lap. Yeah.
And then he goes, let's tell someone. I go, just stick it back up there. If you don't, maintenance is going to come out and sure enough, we're going to report this.
Yeah, right.
Maintenance going, mm-hmm. just shove it back. Mm-hmm. It's just lights.
Yeah.
It's not gunned down.
If we're
right?
destined to go down. That's why I was saying Iraq. If we get blown up over here, we'll be legends, at least for a day.
Yeah.
You know, comedian.
Unless you're with me, and then you'll be
three right.
Others.
Then I'll be the footnote. Chick McGee killed in Iraq. Accompanying him were other comedians.
That's the thing. That's how much I bring Chick down to my level. Is I've never thought that being with him if
but
something
Tim,
happens.
Nobody ever does. Who knows me? I don't know why you're. So, why did you say that?
Because Tim said it, and it was fucking funny when he said it.
Sweeney, I'll tell you what. One thing you got to come over here and just Sweeney. I just know this guy that played for the Allman Brothers.
Thank you, Tim.
I spend all my time on the road now, answering this question. Oh, she's at home.
Oh, she's, why she's, I'm not there anymore. Yeah.
Where's Jessica? Where's she? Why isn't she out here? What's she doing running the tour? Why isn't she? Tim Wilson just ain't the road without Jesse.
Wilson, he's the only one I've ever seen go on a week-long trip with nothing but a toothbrush and a hat.
For
yep.
sure.
Yep.
For
that's
sure.
Absolutely
what are you
true.
I wash my undies out in the sink at night,
mm-hmm.
along with my socks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you?
Mm-hmm.
That is either the worst or best Tim Wilson I've ever heard
mm-hmm.
of.
Sweeney. Sweeney, come here. I got a story for you.
Those yep. are some odd hangs backstage with.
Those are, but those were the funnest. Those were so fun.
You gotta stay a week in a condo with him. I did that 1 year.
Oh,
everybody has that
ago.
Story. Greg Hahn has that story. He introduced him to MMA fighting.
Yeah, he stayed up all night watching.
What did
MMA?
You guys do?
I sat there and watched him smoke 412 cigarettes.
That is nowhere near his record. I can tell
God,
you that.
Never put it out. Never put it out. You come back in an hour and the ashtray would all be bulging. He wouldn't even empty it. He just keeps shoving them in there. And their butts are falling out the other side and Tim just keeps shoving them in there.
And you know why he smokes, right?
Why?
It shaves off the nursing home years. He didn't want to go to the nursing home.
Oh, he didn't
home.
Want to go to the nursing home. Yeah. That's right. He ain't putting me in no nursing home.
I quit smoking just because I was afraid of having a stroke.
I didn't know you when you smoked.
No.
No, I don't think so.
Lung cancer didn't frighten me. Heart attack didn't frighten me.
Stroke.
A stroke scared the crap out of me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I didn't want to, because I'm eating a bing one if I do a stroke and can't survive. I'm not going to be an invalid. I can't do it.
Is your dad still around?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So he's still, okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looking forward to, when's the trip this year?
Well, I don't know if we're going this year. Because my brothers both started a new business, so they don't want to go out. You know,
what
it's
doing?
Like a $3,000 trip.
Sure.
So they're flipping houses. They've been doing it about 2 years now.
Your brother, I don't know which one I met, but we were in St. Louis at the pageant, and he came by. Remember
that was
this?
Probably Phil. Jimmy doesn't come out because he's got kids.
Nicest guy on the face of the earth.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Your brother.
He's a good dude.
Isn't that amazing?
We hang out a lot. I lived with him for a long time after, you know, like when I came back from college and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got divorced, I moved in with him for about a year and a half. Then came home one day and all my stuff was out in the yard. For sale sign in the front.
We're moving.
That's what I got. I go, you selling the house? He goes, yeah. Had an offer today. It's news to me, bro. I guess I ought to start looking for a new crib.
So there was no warning for you?
He had mentioned it. He didn't really throw my stuff out in the yard. But I came home one day and there's a for sale out front. So I go, well, I guess I need to look for some new cribbage.
Hmm. No sisters?
Two sisters.
You have two sisters?
Two sisters, three brothers.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm the oldest.
Damn.
Trailblazer.
You really?
Yeah.
How old's the youngest?
The youngest is now, I think she just turned 40.
Wow.
So she's very upset.
Do you have nephews and nieces?
Oh, God. Yeah, I got about 14, 13 nephews and nieces. Everybody's
what are their names and birthdays go?
That's an awful lot.
I'm kidding.
I bet you're their favorite uncle.
I don't know I can say that. I mean, I'm a lot of people's favorite.
If you want to call me Uncle, that's fine.
But is there any that come straight to you? You know, if there's a family gathering, you're there, boom.
Oh, yeah.
Straight to
Unless I'm out of town or something or, you know.
Yeah.
But I saw my sister and her kids in January, went out to Utah, did some snow skiing, tried snowboarding for the first time.
How'd that go?
I'm not doing that again.
Yeah.
Because what they don't tell you is once you stand up on the side of a mountain with a snowboard on, you're fucking snowboarding.
You have no choice.
There's no intermediate.
There's no out,
You know, you come off the lift on skis, you can stop or adjust your stuff. You stand up
stretch, stretch your shit out.
Right.
You know,
get, you know, move back to the left, repack.
Uh-huh,
sometimes
right.
you get bunched up to the right.
Right.
Then I can't pee left-handed.
I hear you, brother.
I found that out when I got, I mean, have you gone through the
prostate?
No, not prostate. The TSA feel down.
I haven't had
the pat down.
I did it, and it's very invasive. I mean, there was cuppage, and after the guy got done, I'm like, hey, dude, can you put me back?
They cup your shit?
Yeah, and he's like, excuse me, and I go, well, I hang to the left. You've got me all bunched up to the other side. Can you put me back? And he just stares at me like he didn't understand what I was saying. And then said, sir, we're done. So I'm saying, fine, I'll put him back.
So
myself.
He got up in there, huh?
There was a cuppage. Which sucks, you know, if that's where you keep your herb. They're trying to take all our fun away.
How do I find out more about Mark Sweeney on the internet?
MarkSweeney2.com.
MarkSweeney2.
Or SweeneySon.com.
You have SweeneySon.com?
I have SweeneySon.com.
SweeneySan.com.
Yes.
And you can get your book at Amazon.
You can get it off the website. You can get it off Amazon. It's on Google or Barnes & Noble.
Get it.
If you Google Mark Sweeney comedian, I'm the first one that comes up now when you Google Mark Sweeney. Used to be the baseball player and then the Chevy dealer in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, yeah, Sweeney Chevrolet. I'm aware of that.
And now I'm the first one that comes up when you Google Mark Sweeney.
Sweeney Chevrolet wanted me to do commercials.
Oh, did they?
But apparently not. They didn't want me that bad.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever gone there, Sweeney? Just showed up?
Hi, my name's Sweeney.
No. Where's
my office?
Well, MarkSweeney.com is owned by a wedding photographer in upstate New York.
How many Marks?
Well, there's also a comic book artist named Mark Sweeney, and there's a dentist in Austin, Texas. Those are the ones that come up.
How often do you Google yourself?
6-7 times a day.
Okay.
Does that seem like a lot? And what's the name of the book? We've been joking around. What's the name of the book?
Court Jester, The Making of a Comedian.
There it is, by Mark Sweeney. Thank you, Mark, for
stopping by. Those amazing facts.
Thanks.
No, that's my book. It's still a
look for it in stores near you. 2015.
Yeah. I'm going to write a book.
Can we accumulate a list of things he says
he's going to do?
Yeah.
What is this? What?
I encourage you. I support you.
Yes, you do. Thank you. Thank you, Jess.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jason.
Did he just say go to hell? Jesus Christ,
haven't you had enough? Yes, we've had enough. That's Bob Schneider. That's Mark Sweeney. Thank you for downloading the Off the Air podcast. And once again, thank you, Mark Maron.